A view glides up from searchlights in a city to their sweeping beams in the night sky. The beams become framed within a rounded square. Light blazes between the words, Entertainment Studios Motion Pictures. White letters within a blue rectangle read, The Tea Shop and Film Company. Three white diagonal bars fly over black, followed by a trapezoid to the left. Lines briefly flicker, turning the shapes into the letters FYZZ. The Fizz Facility. A white bar with a mountain's peak slashed into it flickers like static. Altitude. An underwater view creeps in the dark among large rocks along the ocean floor. Entertainment Studios Motion Pictures presents, in association with Dimension Films, The Fizz Facility, Dragon Root, Flexibon Films, and Lantica Pictures, a Tea Shop and Film Company production. Mandy Moore, Claire Holt, Chris J. Johnson, Yanni Gelman, and Santiago Segura. Now, an underwater view looking down shows large rocks scattered on the ocean floor. Matthew Modine as Captain Taylor. Director of Photography, Mark Silk. Production Designer, David Bryan. Editor, Martin Brinkler. As the view pulls back from the ocean floor, pale light on some of the rocks makes them seem to glow. Music by Tom and Andy. Visual effects, Outpost VFX. The rocks fade into darkness as the view continues moving further away. Co-producers Kate Glover and Arno Lanik. Executive producers Wayne Mark Godfrey and Robert Jones. Executive producers Will Clark, Andy Mason, Mike Runigal. The water turns blue as light filters down into it. Executive producers Bob Weinstein and Harvey Weinstein. The underwater view moves towards the surface, closing in on a floating sun lounger in silhouette. A feminine hand trails along the water on one side of the lounger, while a glass filled with red liquid is visible in the other hand. Executive producers Byron Allen, Carolyn Folks, Jennifer Lucas. Executive producers Mark DeVitra, Chris Charalambas, Mark Borda. Executive producers Duncan McWilliam, Andrew Boucher, Ian Abrahams, Simon Lewis. Executive producers Christoph Lanik, Lee Vandermolen, Matthew Siner, Keith Levine, and Scion. Producers James Harris and Mark Lane. Writers Johannes Roberts and Ernest Riera. Director Johannes Roberts. A blonde woman in a bikini swims underwater toward the floating lounger. As the lounger tips, a brown-haired woman tumbles off into the pool, spilling her drink. The red liquid billows in the water.
Shark got you.
Serious? Look what you did.
I'll get you a new one.
Can we please do something? I'm so bored.
Oh, I could just lie in the sun all day.
No, I'm going to go back to the room. I told Stuart I'd give him a call.
The brunette splashes the blonde as she heads to some stairs.
Bring me a drink back. Thank you.
Yeah, you wish.
As the brunette leaves, the blonde dives underwater. Seen from beneath the surface, the red liquid saturates the pool water. The title appears in white, Johannes Roberts, 47 meters down. As the pool water becomes blue again, the title turns red, then billows like liquid and dissipates. A view through open doors looks out onto a deck. The heads of two sunbathers' hats are just visible above the backs of their deck chairs. Later, the blonde and brunette sit at a table.
I want to make a toast.
Come on.
She raises a glass.
Thank you so much for bringing me on vacation. It's going to be the best time ever.
Cheers. Thanks for coming.
Stuart is missing out. I'm way more fun anyway.
You are.
At night, a lamp casts yellow light on the walls of a hotel room, and a wind chime of Capi's shells moves gently in a breeze from open doors. Asleep in bed on her side, the blonde awakes. She turns to the empty side of the bed next to her, then sits up. She pushes off her covers and stares at the other side of the bed.
Lisa?
Squeezing her eyes shut drowsily, she rises and moves around a pillar.
Lisa?
She picks up a sweater from the bed, rubs one of her eyes, and moves through the open French doors onto the deck.
Sis?
Putting on the sweater, she walks to the brunette, who sits on the deck facing the ocean.
Hey, what are you doing?
She sits down next to Lisa, placing a hand on her back.
What's wrong?
The brunette shakes her head.
I lied. What are you talking about?
I lied about why Stuart isn't on this trip.
What?
He's not working.
What do you mean?
Tears shine on Lisa's cheeks.
He left me, Kate. He broke up with me.
Kate hugs her.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I was embarrassed.
Mom and Dad know.
The teary-eyed Lisa shakes her head.
One good thing in my life, I managed to fuck up.
What happened?
It's my fault he got bored.
He actually said that?
Yeah, kind of, more or less. And then I thought, if I came on this trip and I came away with you and I had fun and I showed that I could be fun, somehow you would come back. But...
Kate pulls her sister closer into a one-armed hug, resting her head on her shoulder. She stands.
Come on.
She holds out her hand.
What?
Come on, we have to get dressed.
Oh, what?
You and I are going out.
She pulls Lisa up.
Going out where? It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Lisa, it's Mexico. You and I are the only ones who aren't out. Come on. I've been dying to do this all week.
Now, Kate and Lisa smiles on their faces, dance at a beach bar full of partying patrons. In slow motion, everyone jumps up and down. Later, they watch as a bartender pours shots. The women clink glasses with two guys, one with longer hair, the other with a close-cut style. They all drink. The partygoers jump to the music again. Lisa throws her hands up in the air, then dances with the long-haired guy. The two sisters and the two guys jump with their arms around each other's shoulders. On the beach, under dawn light, Lisa and Kate twirl together, barefoot at the water's edge. The guys sit in the sand and watch. The sisters hug. She twirls again, then embraces Kate. A view from up the beach reveals the sisters and the two guys as the only people in sight on the tree-lined stretch of sand, which extends out to the horizon. Now, Kate's sand-covered feet hang off the bed as Lisa sits next to her holding her phone. As she texts, the message appears on screen. Lisa, 8:03 a.m. Mexico is great. Wish you were here. XO. The reply appears. Stuart, 8:04 a.m. Glad you're having fun out there. I've cleared out my stuff. Lisa stares off forlornly. At dinner with the two guys.
That is crazy. You guys are insane.
Seriously, you have to try. We do it almost every weekend. It's amazing.
Yeah. Look, 25-foot gray whale sharks, they come right up to your cage.
25-foot.
You have never seen anything like it.
How much does it cost?
No sé, ¿cuánto crees con Taylor?
No, Taylor lo haría por 100, creo.
¿Sí? Yeah. Así es. Bueno, es like $100 each. We know Taylor. He's like a friend of ours.
Great. I don't know.
What are you going to do, sit by the pool all day long? Seriously?
I don't even know how to dive.
I will teach you everything you need to know.
But I need one of those, like, diving card certification. You took that whole class.
Okay, look. Look, this is Mexico, okay? It's not even diving. You're going to be in a cage. You're only down 5 meters. It's totally safe.
Exactly. It's like you're going to the zoo, except you're in the cage.
Yeah, and I'm underwater.
Juan, it sounds amazing. Please.
Lisa grimaces nervously.
I don't know. So you could just think of the photos. They won't be the type of photos that a boring person would take. Just say.
She's got a good point.
Yeah, think of the photos.
Think of the photos.
Okay. Yeah.
They toast.
All right.
Okay.
Salud.
After dinner, Kate and the short-haired guy walk through a courtyard just ahead of Lisa and the long-haired guy.
Okay. Well, good. I am.
They come to a stop. Kate kisses the short-haired guy.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I had a really good night tonight.
Me too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Smiling, Lisa drops her gaze. He moves in closer for a kiss, but she ducks away.
Sorry. Not ready. Thank you.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
See you tomorrow.
Tomorrow for sure.
Come on.
She breaks up Kate's kiss.
Good night.
Buenas noches.
Adios.
The guys turn as the girls walk away. Lisa stops and runs back to the long-haired guy. She grabs his face and kisses him passionately.
I'll see you tomorrow.
As she heads back to Kate, she opens her eyes and mouth wide. On the beach the next day, Kate waves at a kid as he passes.
I am so looking forward to this. It's going to be amazing.
I can't believe you talked me into this.
I did not talk you into this, okay? You just wanted to see the guys again.
I did not.
Do not lie to me.
Okay, he's kind of cute.
Whoa.
On a pier, they spot a sign with a painting of a shark.
Kate, I don't know about this.
It'll be fun, I promise. They're probably not going to show anyway, so.
Hola, chicas!
Hey! Hola!
How's it going?
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, how are you?
Hola.
Pairing off, the couples hug.
I'm so glad you came. I wasn't sure you were going to.
Yeah, here we are. Okay, should we do it?
Yeah, let's go see the boat.
Okay.
Go ahead. Demuestra.
Oh, you lead the way.
Okay. So, how did you sleep?
All right.
I had a really good time last night.
Me too. You guys are funny.
How was your head?
Yeah, it hurts.
Like
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go talk to the captain.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, captain.
I feel super uneasy about this.
Come on.
How are you doing?
I mean, is this even safe? We don't know anything about these people. Remember what the concierge said, that we should book all activities and tours
before she works for the hotel. He has to say that.
I've just heard horror stories about tourists going on these shady trips, and Stuart even
called me.
Lisa gives Kate an unsure look.
It'll be fun. Come on.
Hey, come on over. Don't be shy. Come
okay.
On. This is Taylor, the captain.
Hola.
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 Buenos dias. ¿Cómo están?
In.
The blonde, stubble-faced captain grins from his small motorboat.
You both know how to scuba dive, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The sisters share a glance, then smile at Taylor, who nods.
All right, well, welcome aboard.
Okay.
As Kate moves to the boat, Lisa gazes down nervously.
Ah, gracias.
Taylor helps Lisa into the boat.
I know you're clumsy, so don't fall in, okay?
Now, the two couples, Taylor and a man steering the boat, cruise across the water toward a fishing boat. Aboard the rusty, well-worn craft stands a curly-haired man.
There she is.
He throws a rope ladder over the side.
Oye, Javi!
No, aquí te traigo algo.
Taylor stands as his boat gets closer. He and the curly-haired Javi help Lisa on board.
That's a step.
Here we are.
Gracias.
Kate follows. Pushing her hair behind her ears, Lisa stares at a large, rusty cage hanging from a crane arm.
Those tanks in the back. Keep them out of the sun.
Relax. You're gonna have the time of your life. I promise.
Kate hugs Lisa.
I'm scared.
The view from above shows the motorboat pulling away from the fishing boat. The blue-green vastness of the ocean dwarfs the vessels. Lisa stares ahead as her wind-blown hair covers part of her face. Taylor's fishing boat rocks up and down as it heads farther out to sea, the marine blue of the ocean meeting the lighter colored sky at the tranquil horizon. Javi readies yellow and blue air tanks. He sorts inflatable buoyancy control device vests. Now, Javi stands with a hand on the crane arm, scanning past the shark-proof cage to the waters behind the boat. Peering through a window on the bridge, Taylor squints in the sunlight as he steers the boat with a focused expression. The view from high above shows a slash of sunlight gleaming on the ocean, the fishing boat appearing as a tiny shape inching across the water. Taylor emerges from the bridge's cabin.
Llegamos.
This looks like the spot.
Llegamos.
All right.
This is it?
Yeah, this is totally it.
Really?
As the sisters check out the water, Taylor tends to the cage.
It's gonna be amazing.
Muévete. It's feeding time. Hungry?
Ugh, it's disgusting.
Javi holds out a bucket filled with blood and fish parts.
Hungry?
He leans over the edge of the boat and pours the contents into the water.
Here we go. Feeding time.
A view from underwater shows the blood-red chum slowly billowing out into the blue water.
It's so gross. Oh,
that reeks, huh?
Kate turns to the short-haired guy.
Thought it was legal to chum the water.
I think I should call it shark instead. Mr. Shark!
Javi grins.
Hello!
He mimes using a phone. Underwater, a fish head sinks in the reddened ocean.
I don't think they hear so good out of water.
Kate gives Javi a tight-lipped smile.
Hey, gringas aquí. No saben nada.
Kate turns to the short-haired guy.
Put that down.
What
start to smell it. Nice to be here soon.
The guy shakes his head.
Let's get this party started.
Hey.
Lisa wears a troubled look. Below the ocean's surface, the mangled fish head sinks deeper into the blue water.
Here, fishy.
That works? Okay.
Kate, the short-haired guy, and his friend lean over the edge of the boat, scanning across the surface of the water.
There! Look!
Where?
Kate points as the large triangular dorsal fin of a shark momentarily emerges from the water.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
Kate turns, searching. Her smile drops.
Lisa?
In a bathroom, Lisa leans over a sink, splashing water on her face. She studies herself in a mirror, then drops her head.
Lisa, in there? Come on. There's a shark right by the boat. The boys are in first, but we gotta get ready in a minute.
No. I don't think I can do it. I'm sorry. I'm
what?
Sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
No,
don't
please.
Be mad at me. I can't.
Come on, it'll be incredible. Please, please, please.
You know, you're not gonna make Stuart jealous with photos inside a boat's bathroom.
I had to say it.
I did. Come on.
Lisa glances to the side uncertainly, closes her eyes, then nods.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I love you.
Oh,
okay,
God,
come on.
You owe me.
Yes, I will make a breakfast in bed.
Yeah,
you owe
me
big time.
I will, I promise.
As the sisters emerge, their two companions stand atop the shark-proof cage in full diving gear.
Let's lower the cage!
Be careful.
Javier presses a control, and the cage lowers. Taylor sits over the edge of the boat as the top of the cage reaches the water's surface.
See, look, it's safe. It's fine.
Have fun, boys. Oh, don't slip.
Taylor helps the short-haired guy through the opening at the top of the cage. The younger man submerges. The long-haired guy glances at the sisters as he descends. He gives them an okay sign with his hand before dropping into the cage. Standing atop the cage, Taylor closes and secures the hatch, then yanks on it with both hands. It remains in place. He glances down at the guys, then over his shoulder at the boat, before jumping back on board.
Okay.
Javier nods, and Taylor gives him a thumbs up. With Javier at the controls, the cable moves through pulleys as the winch rotates. The cage lowers deeper into the water. Javier spits into the water, then wipes an arm across his mouth. As Javier and the sisters continue watching the cage at the stern, Taylor moves to the port side. Smiling, he snaps.
Come here.
Kate and Lisa move near him.
There.
They gape as a shark swims past.
Oh my God.
It's huge.
Oh my God, Kate.
Oh. It's about 20 feet. Oh, I've seen him get as big as 28.
We're really gonna
get
that?
Yeah, let's get you suited up now.
On the bridge.
I'm really nervous.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shooting bricks.
Really?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Can you help me?
Kate zips up Lisa's wetsuit.
Does my butt at least look cute in this?
Taylor talks into a radio mic.
Oye. Todo bien abajo. Orale, wey.
He hangs up the mic. Kate zips her wetsuit top as Taylor approaches.
You ladies ready?
They stare nervously.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yep.
They return to the deck. With a friendly smile, Taylor squats before Lisa, who now wears her BCD vest. He puts his hands on her shoulders.
Relax.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Calm down.
Okay. Yeah, I'm okay.
Good.
He helps her with her gear.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on to that. There you go. Now,
knees down?
Uh-huh. Check your air. You should both have 200 bar.
Next to them, Kate checks a gauge.
Yeah, 200.
Lisa glances around.
That's your air.
Okay.
He shows the gauge.
When it gets to 100, you need to let me know.
It reads 200.
When it gets to 50, I'm going to bring you back up.
50 is the orange.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I know that, yeah.
That's it.
Right, okay.
All right, you're only going to be going down about 5 meters. It's unlikely at that depth, but if you get any pain in your ears, you just need to equalize.
Lisa turns to Kate.
Tilt your head back and swallow.
Equalize.
Okay.
Head back, swallow.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, now just remember, the faster you breathe, the faster you use up your air.
Lisa nods.
Relax. Tranquilo, okay? Trust me, once you're down there, you're not gonna wanna come back up.
Right.
Great.
Good?
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
Yeah, I can do this. Okay.
Taylor and Javier help them put on their masks. Now, the cable retracts along the crane's arm as the cage rises from the water with the two guys squatting atop it. Taylor and Javier help them aboard.
Careful, Amanda. It's great. You're going to love it down there.
Gracias. Gracias, Javi.
Taylor smiles at the women.
Next.
That's it. Oh, I'm so scared.
Be careful.
Chuck, don't hear so good up here, you know. But underwater, you're in his world. You can hear your heartbeat from up to 5 miles away.
Javier faces Lisa.
Sense if you're frightened or weak. Track you down.
Lisa joins Kate on the cage.
Good to go.
Don't pay any attention to that pendejo. You're going to have a great time.
Can I borrow your camera?
The short-haired guy squints.
Yeah, but if you drop it, you got to go down and get it.
Kate takes the camera.
What are we doing, Kate?
Smile.
Adios, muchachos.
As the cage lowers, Lisa glances around worriedly. It stops with its hatch just below the surface.
I'm really scared. I'm going to go first, okay?
Taylor assists as Kate lowers into the cage.
I'm so excited. Okay.
She submerges, camera in hand.
All right. You're next.
Lisa moves to the opening.
That's it. All right.
Lisa lowers and slides through the opening up to her neck. She glances at Taylor, then goes under. An underwater view from inside the cage looks up at Taylor as he closes the hatch, then yanks on it. Distorted by the rippling water, Taylor gives an okay sign with his hand. A view from deeper underwater reveals the cage slowly descending a few meters behind the boat. Rays of sunlight penetrate the surface, lighting schools of fish as they swim past. Air bubbles from the sisters' masks float serenely toward the surface.
Oh, Kate, you can see for miles. Kate, look at the fish. Do you see all the fish?
It's so much better than sitting in a hotel room, right?
Oh, wow. Oh, this is awesome. I had no idea.
Can you girls hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm good, actually.
Kate, how about you?
Yeah, I'm good. I can't see any sharks, though.
All right, well, just be patient. We're going to add a little bit more chum to the water
now. Okay. Oh, wow. It kind of takes your breath away. How deep do you think it goes?
The sisters look down. Through the cage, Lisa spots fish swimming by in the seemingly bottomless ocean.
I have no idea.
Kate takes a shot with the camera, then points it at Lisa.
Wave to the camera. Cheese! Hi! Wow. Can you take a picture of me?
As Kate passes the camera, they fumble it and it slips from their grasps.
Oh, shit!
It falls through the bottom of the cage.
Oh, my God, the guys are going to be so pissed. You've got to go and get them.
A shark suddenly swims up, its jaws closing around the camera. Both sisters stare wide-eyed at the passing shark. Lisa smiles as the shark glides under the boat.
That is like the biggest shark! This is amazing.
As the behemoth circles around the cage, a second shark passes even closer in the opposite direction.
There's another one!
Oh my God, it's huge.
Oh my God, look at those teeth! Oh, I can't believe how close they are!
I dare you to touch him.
Are you crazy?
One of the sharks passes near the cage again. The other one passes, swimming in the opposite direction.
Oh, he definitely likes to look at you.
The cage drops slightly.
Did you feel that? The cage just moved.
I thought you were going to drop for a second.
Are you girls okay?
No, I think the cage just dropped a little bit.
No, no, it's the winch mechanism. It's fine. It just slipped a little bit.
No, I think we would like to come back up now, please.
We don't. I'm sure it's nothing. We're fine, okay?
Are you crazy? No, we would like to come back up now, please.
All right, listen, stand by. We're going to bring you girls back
come
up.
On.
Javi, está segura.
Sorry.
Lisa, come on.
As the great white passes by, the cage slowly rises.
I just don't feel safe in this cage. At least we got to see some sharks.
I mean, I guess so. It's just so cool. I can stay down here forever. Okay, Taylor, once Lisa's out, can I go back down again?
An underwater view breaks the rippling surface to show Javier and the guys leaning over the cage. The view distorts as the cage submerges again. The winch rotates, extending the cable.
What? Taylor! We're sinking! We're sinking!
The cage descends deeper. As the women hang onto the bars, the sinking cage drops faster. Mounted lights switch on automatically as they fall farther from the surface. The cage twists as it descends, and the women cling desperately to the bars, their legs flailing. An analog depth gauge clicks out meters, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37. The face of Lisa's watch cracks. Blood runs from her nose. Suddenly, the cage halts. It rebounds as the cable goes taut, throwing the sisters to the bottom of the cage. They lie motionless. Seen from a distance, the lights of the cage hover momentarily, then drop. Inside the plummeting cage, the sisters remain unconscious. Above, the cable trails them, now slack, followed by the broken crane. A view through the cage's hatch shows the motionless women as the rocky ocean becomes visible below them. The cage crashes down between rocks. Silt billows out from underneath. The broken crane drops to the sand nearby, and its silhouetted arm lands on top of the cage. Cut to black. A close view of Lisa's face reveals her closed eyes, blood above her lip, and air bubbles blowing from her mask. Water starts to pool in the bottom of her mask. The blood-tinged water rises just past her chin, and her lips tremble with each exhale. As air bubbles continue rising outside her mask, the water inside now reaches her mouth. Her lips push against it, and some splatters on her face shield, mixed with blood. The bloody water now flows between her parted lips. Lisa remains unconscious.
Lisa, please, wake up! Please!
Kate lifts the bottom of Lisa's mask and purges the bloody water.
Lisa, please, wake up!
Red billows out through the cage's bars and dissipates. Lisa's eyes open.
No.
She shoots to the top of the cage. Kate pulls her close.
Look at me now! Stop!
Kate, I can't breathe! Stop! I can't breathe!
Slowly breathing! Slowly breathing!
Lisa closes her eyes. Lisa lifts her gaze to Kate.
Good. The more you panic, the faster you use up your air, okay? Please just slow down your breathing. Okay, good.
Lisa clenches her teeth as Kate lets her go.
How deep are we?
47 meters. We must have ripped the crane right off the boat.
What are we gonna do?
Listen, can you hear that?
Taylor? Taylor? Help us! Hello?
Taylor?
Taylor?
Quiet,
Taylor!
Quiet, stop!
We must be just out of range of transmission. We've got to try and get my contact with them.
How?
We can almost hear them, right? So maybe we're just a bit too deep, maybe. Maybe if I swim up a tiny bit, then we'll be back in range. I can tell them that we're alive and they need to come and get us.
Yeah, but what about the sharks? They can sense us down here, right?
I'll swim as close to the cage as I can. We'll be okay.
No, please, Kate. Promise me you won't leave me down here.
I won't leave you, I promise.
She holds Lisa's head.
I promise.
Kate swims to the hatch and pushes on it. It opens slightly, then stops, blocked by the crane arm.
Shit.
Both women push on the hatch. It slams on the crane arm, which doesn't budge.
No, it's not. We can get it.
Kate holds the bars tight and places a foot on the hatch.
We can do it. No.
She pushes with her leg, but the hatch remains blocked.
We're not going to get it off from this side.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Kate's eyes search the cage.
I can get it. Just give me a second. I think I can get out through these bars.
She studies a viewing gap in the cage.
I need to take my tank off, though.
Wait, what? Is that even safe?
It's gonna be okay. You can pass it to me when I'm through.
That gap looks really small. Do you think you can even make it?
Take my BCD, okay?
Kate removes her BCD vest and gives it to Lisa.
I need you to watch out for me.
Please be careful.
Kate jumps up to the gap.
Okay. I got this, okay?
She puts her legs through first, followed by her torso.
Okay.
She turns her head, but the mask prevents it from going through. Her legs kick as she struggles.
Hey, come on, you can get through.
She rotates her head and tries to squeeze through, her pale legs in contrast to the dark ocean floor.
Come on, push! Push, Kate! You got it! I can get through.
Kate pulls herself back inside the cage and closes her eyes.
What are we gonna do, Kate? What are we gonna do?
I'm gonna have to take my mask off, okay?
No,
it's fine.
No, Kate, there has to be some other way. No, just stop and think for a second.
You have to calm down.
No, Kate, you can't take off your mask.
Lisa, calm down.
No, I can't. Stop.
I can't. Please, I'm gonna take some deep breaths. I'm gonna take it off and go through, and you're gonna pass it right to me, okay?
What if you can't get it back on again? You'll drown.
It's okay.
Kate gives Lisa a squeeze on her arm, then closes her eyes. Air bubbles stream from her mask.
Are you ready?
Kate puts both hands on her mask. She lifts the mask over her head and swims through the gap. Lisa hands her the mask. Kate adjusts the straps, then places the mask over her face. A stream of air bubbles shoots out of the mask.
Here, put this on quick! Come on, put it on quick, hurry up!
Lisa pushes the BCD vest through the gap. A view from above glides toward Kate as she slides an arm into the vest.
Hurry, please!
Through the bars, Lisa helps Kate slide her second arm in. Kate secures the vest in the front, then turns to face Lisa.
Before we make contact, I'm gonna move the crane.
She squeezes Lisa's fingers.
Just in case you need to get out and I'm not here, okay?
Please don't say that, Kate. We're gonna get out of this together.
Kate moves to the top.
Let's keep a lookout, okay?
Standing atop the cage, Kate attempts to lift the crane arm. Inside, Lisa watches Kate and scans the area. The crane arm doesn't budge.
It's not moving. I'm gonna go see if it's stuck at the base. Kate, I'm scared. What if the sharks come?
Lisa keeps a lookout as Kate lands on the ocean floor next to the base of the crane.
It's caught against the rocks. I think that I can move it.
Okay, but hurry, please!
Kate claws rocks and dirt away from the stuck base.
Come on, Kate.
Kate shoves away a larger rock. Lisa scans above them. Kate stands and swims back to the top of the cage.
I think I have it free.
She settles atop the cage.
Kate
braces herself.
Push it.
Teeth clenched, Kate pushes. The crane arm slides across the top.
Yes.
Kate pushes it over the edge, and the crane arm crashes to the sand.
We did it!
Lisa gazes at the fallen obstacle. Kate looks down at her.
I'm gonna see if I yours, Taylor. We're gonna get out of here, okay? Hurry, please!
Kate starts her ascent. She rises slowly in the darkness.
Taylor, can you hear me?
Her figure almost completely disappears in the midnight blue water.
Is anybody there?
As she rises higher, light filters in faintly, alleviating the darkness.
Somebody please answer me!
Hello? Kate,
I can hear you, Taylor. It's Kate. Hello?
I hear you. I read you loud and clear, Kate.
Oh, my God. Oh, you have to help us.
Are you both okay?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
How much air do you have in your tank?
I'm at 55 bar.
What does your depth gauge say?
The gauge is at 47 meters. I have to come up to hear you. I'm at 40 meters. This is so freaking scary. What am I doing?
All right, listen, Kate. I need you to get back in the cage immediately. It's the only safe place from the sharks. You understand? Javier's coming down to you now. He's going to hook up the cage to our spare winch and pull you up.
Okay.
And remember, Kate, whatever you and Lisa do, don't try to race to the surface. You'll get the bends.
I'm going back down now. Promise me I'll come.
Just stay in the cage and reserve your air.
Okay.
She immediately dives downward. A view of the cage from above circles slowly around it as it descends. Alone, Lisa sits in a corner with her legs drawn up, her hands clasped around them. Her eyes shift to one side, then the other.
Just keep calm. Just keep breathing.
Kate approaches.
I made contact with them, Lisa. I made contact. Yeah? Yeah? What did they say?
Kate enters the cage.
Javier is coming down. He's gonna connect the cage to a backup way.
He is? Oh, thank God.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank God.
We need to conserve our air.
Okay. Oh, it's almost over.
The sisters sit, leaning against the bars.
I was so frightened, Kate, waiting for you. I thought that you were never coming back.
Air bubbles rise from their masks in bursts as they wait. Lisa sits with her eyes closed. Kate stares ahead thoughtfully, then closes her eyes as well.
I'm so sorry I got a sense this.
Her brow furrow, Lisa turns to her sister with wide eyes. The lamps on the cage send out beams of light only a few feet, leaving the surrounding water in darkness.
The other night at the hotel, what did you mean when you said that your relationship was the only thing you were good at?
Lisa shoots her sister a sidelong glance, then closes her eyes for a moment.
You're always doing such fun stuff, Kate. Traveling around the world, doing crazy things, guys always chasing after you. I could never compete with that. I was always just your boring older sister, but my relationship with Stuart was the one thing I had that you didn't.
Kate turns to Lisa.
We were never in competition.
Lisa stares back at her.
Maybe you weren't.
Kate drops her gaze, then manages a smile.
What do you think Stuart would say if he could see you now?
Lisa's face brightens.
What?
He would lose his mind.
Yeah. Listen.
The sisters look upward. They get to their feet.
What is that?
They scan the area, but see only specks floating in the deep water.
Oh my God, that's the boat's engine.
They stare up, wide-eyed.
Oh my God, they've left us!
They wouldn't have left us, okay?
Oh God!
Maybe it's something else. Maybe it was a different boat.
We would have heard it arrive. Wait, where are you going?
I've got to go try and get them on the way. You're good.
Hey,
are we going to do if they're not there?
They will not have left us, okay?
Kate opens the hatch and swims up into the dark water.
Taylor, can you hear me? Hello, are you there? Please answer me, someone!
Kate's feet kick out as she ascends vertically.
Sailor, it's Kate. Can you hear me?
She hovers alone, surrounded by dark water.
Hello, is anyone there? Please, someone answer me!
A great white glides out of the darkness and chomps, barely missing Kate. She frantically swims downward. Kate reaches the cage and flattens against the bars as the shark swims over her. She lifts the hatch, but it gets caught.
I can't open it! It's caught on the chain!
The shark closes in again. Kate moves the chain, opens the hatch, and drops inside just as the shark clamps its snap mere inches away. Lisa glances around feverishly.
I thought it was gonna get me.
The shark is nowhere to be seen. Its jaws clamp down on a bar of the cage right behind Kate. The sisters rush to the other side, cowering.
The cage is gonna break! It's gonna get through!
A close view of a bar shows growing cracks.
Be quiet! Quiet! Be quiet!
The shark backs away from the cage. Both sisters survey the area.
It almost broke through the cage. We're not safe here anymore. Did you make contact with Taylor?
Kate closes her eyes.
They weren't there.
Oh my god.
They're not just gonna leave us here. They said they were sending someone down.
But we heard them leave, didn't we? They also said they were gonna come down here and attach like a spare winch to the top of the cage, but did you even see one on the boat? I didn't.
They are not gonna leave us to die down here, okay? You need to calm down.
We have to get back up to the top.
No, Lisa, listen to me. We cannot just swim up.
Fast.
No, we can't. We will get the bends.
Do you know what the bends is?
It's nitrogen bubbles in the brain. The only way to go up is to ascend slowly with the decompression stop for 5 minutes. Unprotected in open water.
Kate settles on the bottom of the cage. Lisa wears a terrified expression.
Oh, I'm so scared. We're gonna die down here.
We're not gonna die down here. It's okay, they're gonna come get us.
Lisa kneels.
Bring me your air.
She checks her gauge.
It says 80 bar. I don't know what that means.
At this depth, that means we have about 20 minutes tops before we run out.
What about you?
Kate averts her gaze.
Kate!
30 bar.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine.
You're gonna run out of air.
Kate tilts her head up.
Listen.
She rises.
Javier? Is that Javier?
Lisa stands. They scan the depths. Lisa spots a flashlight beam descending in the distance.
There! Hey!
Can you hear us? We can see your flashlight!
Javier! Hey!
The women watch as the light remains suspended in place.
Why isn't he coming towards us?
They stare through the bars anxiously.
Maybe he's out of range? Hey! Javier!
We need to make sure he knows where we are.
Kate bends down, grabs a rock, and bangs on a cage bar with it. The light remains in place, suspended in the distance.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Well, if he heard us, why didn't he just signal? We need to get that winch cable.
Lisa grabs Kate's air gauge.
17 bar. You're almost out of air.
Okay. Kate blinks nervously, while Lisa shuts her eyes with a pensive expression.
Okay, I'm to go out there and find him. You just need to tell me exactly what I need to do.
Kate gives her a somber look.
Are you sure?
Lisa nods.
Yeah. Okay. Keep as close to the ocean floor as you can. Sharks attack from below, so if you keep to the floor, you should be fine.
She demonstrates Lisa's controls.
This button inflates your BCD. Use it to go up. This button deflates it. Listen to me, this is so important. No matter what happens, no matter how panicked you get, do not go straight up. You will die. Do you understand? I'll be right back.
Lisa moves to the hatch. She pushes open the hatch, rises through partway, and hesitates, sweeping her gaze around. She emerges completely and closes the hatch. She pulls herself across the top of the cage toward the light in the distance.
Get down on the floor as quick as you can, okay?
Clearing the cage, she swims down to the ocean floor.
That's good. You're doing so good, okay? Keep your breathing slow. Just focus on the flashlight.
Bubbles float from Lisa's mask as she swims the breaststroke, maneuvering between rocks.
Lisa, I can see the shark is coming towards you!
Lisa glances back, then swims. Behind her, the sleek predator appears out of the darkness, gaining on her. As the beast opens its jaws, Lisa darts into a rocky cave. The shark pulls up and swims overhead. She settles back, facing the opening.
Lisa! Lisa, can you hear me? Are you safe? Lisa!
I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm in the cave. The shark almost got me.
Lisa watches, alertly.
Where is it now?
Focusing on the stillness at the cave opening, she moves slowly toward it.
I think it's gone.
The shark busts through the cave's wall, its teeth gnashing at her as she recoils. Lisa swims out of the cave's opening, then curls up behind a boulder. She hugs her knees and remains motionless as the shark swims past behind her.
Lisa! Answer me, please!
Lisa turns and looks behind her.
I'm okay.
With no shark in sight, Lisa surveys her surroundings. She checks her air gauge, which reads 57.
I'm getting low on air.
Hugging the ocean floor, Lisa swims a path between large rocks.
I can see the flashlight. I can see the beam. It's getting close. Whoa!
She halts as the floor drops off into a deep trench.
Lisa, what's wrong? What's wrong? I'm at the edge of some sort of cliff. I can't see the ocean floor.
From across the trench, the flashlight glows out at her.
We're running out of time. Okay, I can do this.
She starts swimming toward the light, the area below her obscured in darkness.
Are you okay, Lisa? I'm so scared, Kate. I can't even see what's below me.
A view from the trench creeps up toward the silhouette of Lisa's swimming body. The brunette pauses to gaze downward, then rotates completely before continuing on her way toward the beam of light. She nears a rocky surface. Reaching between two large rocks, she picks up the flashlight.
I found the flashlight!
She sweeps the beam around.
Javier!
A wider view shows her standing on a hunk of rock jutting up from the trench.
He's not here, Kate. Javier! I'm gonna come back, okay?
As she turns in a circle, the flashlight illuminates only a few feet in front of her.
Which way did I come from? Kate? Can you hear me? Hello? Kate? Kate, please answer me. I'm really lost and I'm freaking out right now. Oh my God. calm. Stay calm. Make a decision. Kate!
Now, Lisa swims through the dark waters, her flashlight beam lighting up tiny particles as they float by. Her beam sweeps the area, but finds only the particles.
Kate, I'm so lost!
She keeps moving forward, wide-eyed.
Kate, can you hear me?
The beam of light shines on a school of fish swimming past in the opposite direction. A great white straw is open in front of her. Her light shines on it, and she tumbles backwards. Turning, she almost collides with Javier.
Come back into the tank!
The shark charges at him, its jaws wide as it attacks. Blood spurts into the water. Frantically, Lisa swims away. She reaches the opposite side of the trench and swims amongst rocks, staying close to the ocean floor. She pauses, surveying the area with her flashlight.
Kate! Kate, I can hear you! Can you hear me? You're breaking up!
Lisa rotates, her flashlight searching. She turns. She comes face to face with Javier, no longer in his mask. Blood spills from his mouth. Grimacing, Lisa checks the dead man's air gauge.
He's got no air. Okay, I have to get the winch.
She unclips the winch cable from his belt. She scans overhead with her flashlight, then shines it on Javier. She grabs it. Now, she swims along the ocean floor. She climbs over a rocky barricade, flashlight in one hand, the spear gun in the other.
I can see the flashlight. You're getting closer.
Kate watches attentively from the cage.
Oh, okay, I can see the light on the cage. I'm coming.
Lisa swims to the cage and hands Kate the light and the gun.
Lisa, I thought you were dead. Where's Javier? The shark ripped him to pieces. God. They hit the winch cable. Oh, I was so lost, I thought I would never see you again.
Lisa attaches the cable to the cage.
Thread through the chain. The cable looks really thin. Do you think it will hold? It has to. Give me the flashlight. I'm gonna swim back up and tell them that we have to come up now.
Be careful.
I'll be right back.
As she swims upward, Kate clings to the cage's bars, her eyes on her sister. Lisa flips immediately and dives down. At the cage, she opens the hatch and enters, feet first.
They're breaking us up now.
They are?
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
thank God.
The flashlight beam seems to flare as Lisa aims it in different directions.
Kate, do you hear that? Do you hear that?
The chains atop the cage pull taut. Kate closes her dulled eyes and holds back tears.
Look, we're starting to move!
The cage rises off the ocean floor. The cage slowly ascends.
It's working! Look, we're getting higher! You did it, Lisa! You saved us! The cage is starting to move! Look, Kate! It's at 46 meters! 45!
sisters share a look.
We're gonna get out of here.
Yeah.
Kate, Lisa, can you hear me?
Taylor, we can hear you. We're at 36 meters. 35. 34. 32.
A close view of the cable reveals outer strands fraying.
Good, we're almost there.
30.
Nice and slowly.
29. 28.
The entire outer layer snaps.
Ready, the cable's breaking.
What?
Taylor, help us.
Wait, listen. Stay calm. Don't move. I'm gonna slow it down.
Taylor, help.
The remaining strand stretches. The cable snaps, and the cage drops, rotating wildly in its descent. The women tumble around inside. The cage slams hard onto the ocean floor. With one leg outside the cage, Lisa struggles with a cross-section of bars pinning it to the ground.
Get it off! Get it off! Get it off! Get it off! Get it off, Kate!
Kate checks her air. It reads 5 bar.
We're running out of time. I've got to get a hold of Taylor. Oh, don't leave me, Kate. I'm going to suffocate.
Kate exits the cage.
It's going to be fine. I'm going to come back.
She swims up.
Taylor, it's Kate.
Are you hurt?
Lisa's trapped. Her leg is stuck and you have no air. My gauge is on 5 bar. It's going to run out any minute.
I'm going to send down extra air tanks. But Kate, there's a reason that I didn't do this before. Moving on to a second tank is going to increase your chance of nitrogen narcosis dramatically. You're going to need to watch each other closely to make sure that neither of you is behaving strangely or hallucinating. I've notified the Coast Guard. They're sending a team that's fully equipped for deep sea rescue. They'll be here in less than an hour.
Kate swims back.
I'm so scared.
The sisters hold hands inside the cage.
It's gonna be fine.
The view from inside the cage pulls away from the women, passing between bent and broken bars. It spins as it lifts higher and higher, tilting until it looks directly down on the sisters. Still spinning, the view aims down between two columns of rising air bubbles, then fades to show only the deep blue of the seemingly endless ocean. Now, the oxygen tanks drop from the surface. A beacon light flashes as they fall.
Look! Over there!
Kate points to the flashing light.
It's the oxygen tanks!
Kate exits the cage and shuts the hatch behind her.
Please be careful! I'll be right back.
She swims. Her air gauge reads 2 bar.
Shit! I'm almost out of there.
Approaching the tanks, she removes her BCD vest. She quickly unscrews the old tank. Holding her breath, she works frantically to connect her regulator to one of the fresh tanks. She opens the tank's valve. Her arms lift, and she closes her eyes.
Kate, are you okay? Yeah.
She pulls 3 flares from the net around the other tank.
It's a dozen flares. All we have to do is wait for the Coast Guard to arrive.
She places them in a pocket and zips it closed. Now, Lisa turns her head to see Kate swimming back to the cage. She points the flashlight toward her.
I've got the spare tank. Kate, get down!
Kate dives low as a shark swims by the cage.
Stay down. Where is Elisa?
Lying on the ocean floor, Kate hides between rocks.
It's right above you, don't move.
The giant beast swims right over Kate, its fins just missing her. Lisa swings the flashlight around to see the shark swimming away on the opposite side of the cage from Kate. Carefully moving the flashlight beam over that area, she finds nothing but dark water. She trains the light above Kate, who still lies face down, a short distance from the cage.
Oh God, I can't see it.
Lifting her head first, Kate picks up a tank and rises.
I'm gonna make a break for the cage. No, Kate, no, don't move. Stay down, please stay down. Open the hatch.
The shark swims at Kate's head, its mouth open, and chomps down. The air tank drops to the ground outside the cage. Turning away, Lisa rocks back and forth. A view from above slowly moves toward the cage, past particles drifting in the dark water. The flashlight beam shines on the ground near Lisa's trapped leg. Leaned against the cage, Lisa shifts her terrified gaze.
I'm not gonna die down here.
She closes her eyes. With a rock, Lisa digs at the ground near the knee of her trapped leg, trying to move sediment from underneath the bar pinning her. She squeezes her eyes shut. She ceases her attempts with the rock. She checks her air gauge. It reads 4 bar.
Gotta run out of air.
Glancing to her right, she spots the remaining fresh oxygen tank on the ocean floor outside the cage. Lisa picks up the flashlight and shines the beam at the blue tank with the yellow protective net around it. It lies beyond her reach. She drops the beam from the tank and looks around the cage. Across from her, Lisa spots the spear gun lying partway inside the bars, its spear pointing toward her. She shines the light at the tank again, then over to the weapon. The light glints off the tip of the spear as Lisa stretches forward, reaching for it.
God.
She grabs cage bars to pull herself closer. Her fingers brush the spear's shaft. The gun's trigger nudges against the bolt sticking out of the cage. Lisa obliviously grabs the spear's tip and pulls. The gun fires, and the spear pierces her palm. As she holds up her hand, blood leaks into the water and floats away. Now, she slides the spear out of the barrel. She slips the shaft through the bars and holds it steady. Lisa shines the flashlight toward the air tank and launches the spear. It falls short. With two hands, she pulls its attached line and drags the spear back to the cage. She aims and throws the shaft again. This time, it sails over the tank. She pulls in the spear until it reaches the top of the tank. It balances for a moment, then slides off. She reels it back inside the cage. She checks her air gauge. It reads 2 bar. She poises the spear outside the cage. She launches it. The spear lands on the tank, its barb pointed into the yellow net. Lisa pulls the line. The tank rolls slightly, then the spear falls off. Grimacing with her eyes shut, she pulls in the spear again. She looks at her air gauge, which now reads 1 bar. She readies the spear outside the cage. She sends it flying, It lands near the top of the tank, its barb catching around the neck. She pulls carefully, and the tank drags across the ocean floor. Lisa manages a weak smile. As she pulls harder on the line, blood from her hand wound dissipates into the water. She stops and checks her hand as blood continues to spill out. Her air gauge now registers 0 bar. Lisa opens the hatch, grabs the oxygen tank, and lifts it inside. She removes her BCD jacket. Grabbing her empty tank, she fumbles with the regulator, trying to remove it. She pulls on it, then twists it. She unscrews with one hand and finally disconnects it. Now she tries to connect to the new tank. She rotates the regulator in her hands and places it on the tank valve. She screws it on, then turns the valve. Her eyes open and close sluggishly as she sucks in breaths. With each inhale, her shoulders heave and her body lifts slightly. One of the cage's lamps casts a dim, rust-colored glow on drifting particles as Lisa sits with her eyes closed. She opens her eyes. They dart from side to side. Staring at her wound, she sees blood flowing from it in wisps, like wafting smoke.
Lisa.
Kate?
Lisa, are you there?
Oh, Kate. Oh, Kate, I thought that you were dead.
Oh, I managed to escape. The sharks circling me. I'm hurt.
Oh, God, how bad?
Bad. I'm bleeding a lot. It's attracting more sharks.
How much air do you have left?
30 bar. The shark punctured my BCD. My oxygen's escaping. I'm scared, Lisa.
I know. Okay, I need you to listen to me. You need to remain calm. They are going to come down and get us. I need you to concentrate on your breathing, okay? Breathe in and out like you told me, okay? In and out. In and out.
No goal.
Right, I'm gonna come and get you. I'm gonna come and find you right now.
She claws the ground by her trapped leg.
Tired.
Come on. Stay with me, Kate. Stay with me, okay? Just keep talking to me.
I'm not gonna make it.
Lisa tries to pull her leg free, but to no avail.
Kate, are you still there? Kate, keep talking to me, please.
Lisa glances at her scuba gear.
My BCD. Oh, I'm gonna get us out of here.
She removes the empty tank from the BCD vest. She stuffs the vest underneath the cage bars near her trapped leg. Grabbing the controls, she presses a button. The BCD inflates. The corner of the cage lifts up off the ocean floor.
Please work. Please.
She bangs a fist on the cage as her leg remains trapped. She digs at the area around her leg. She pulls on her leg, gritting her teeth. Her leg slowly extracts, the metal bar scraping off flesh and leaving a wide abrasion down her shin. Her leg free. Lisa sits back against the cage. Lisa suddenly smiles.
I'm gonna come and find you. I'm gonna come and find you, Kate, okay? I'm coming, Kate.
She puts her BCD vest back on.
Okay.
Standing, she picks up the flashlight. and slowly spins around.
Kate? Kate, can you see the beam from my flashlight?
Lisa, I'm so cold.
Kate, keep talking to me, please. Can you see the beam from my flashlight?
I see you. I see the flashlight.
Yes, I can hear you. Okay, I'm coming to find you. Stay right where you are.
Lisa moves out of the cage. Cautiously, she glides around to the side of the cage, aiming her flashlight ahead of her.
Kate, can you see my flashlight?
She swims away from the cage into the dark waters. She shoots the beam behind her and looks back before continuing to swim forward. Lisa finds Kate lying on the ocean floor amidst a cloud of red. She swims toward her, kicking furiously.
Oh my God!
A massive amount of blood gushes into the water from Kate. Lisa puts an arm around her.
You're bleeding to death, Kate. We have to go up now. I'm not gonna let you die. Come on, we can do it.
They start to move. Blood streams from gashes in Kate's left leg as Lisa moves them upward.
Kate, it'll help ward off the sharks.
Kate takes a flare from her pocket and ignites it. The flame blazes in the darkness. With Kate's arm over her shoulders, Lisa propels them higher.
Taylor, can you hear me?
As the sisters almost completely disappear in the expansive darkness, the reddish-orange burn of the flare and the bluish beam of the flashlight rise with the ascending women.
Taylor, can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Lisa, I can hear you.
Okay, we're heading up now.
No, it's not safe. You need to stay in the cage.
We don't have a choice. Kate has been badly hurt. We are coming up now.
All right, but you need to go very slowly. Do you understand? If you ascend too quickly, you're going to get the bends.
Okay.
Dull-eyed, Kate waves the burning flare.
Look at your gauge. Tell me what your depth is.
Lisa checks.
We're at 30 meters.
You need to slow down. If you get nitrogen bubbles in your brain, you are dead. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand. We are coming.
The sisters continue kicking.
We're getting there, Kate. We're getting there. Come on, we just need to hang on a little bit longer. We're at 20 meters.
Okay, good. Now you need to stay there for 5 minutes and do a decompression stop.
They stop ascending.
Okay.
You need to let the nitrogen leave your bloodstream.
Lisa scans with the flashlight as Kate holds out the flare.
4.5 minutes.
The flare burns out.
We need to light another one. Hurry.
Kate pulls out a flare, but it slips through her fingers.
I dropped it. Here, take the flashlight.
Lisa searches.
Where is it? I can't find it, Kate. Oh, got it.
Just 3 more minutes.
She struggles to ignite the flare. It ignites, scaring away 3 huge sharks about to bite them.
There are sharks everywhere.
The sisters spin around with the flare, just as one shark comes at them. Lisa waves the flare and it turns away. She continues to ward them off as they circle.
We're gonna make it, Kate! We're gonna make it! Just stay with me, okay?
Through a frenzy of air bubbles lit red and blue, Lisa spots an approaching shark and waves the flare at it just before it chomps. As the beast swims away, the flare fizzles out. A shark approaches as the women unstrap their BCDs. As they rip off their masks and swim for the surface, the beast lunges. It chomps at the discarded gear instead. In slow motion, the sisters swim upward to the light blue of the surface. Lisa kicks furiously ahead of Kate, whose wounded leg continues to spew blood. They break the surface and wave to the boat about 20 meters away. The men on the deck don't notice. Holding up her wounded sister, Lisa waves.
okay? Swim! Swim!
Taylor tosses a lifesaver toward them.
Grab it!
In an underwater view, blood billows from Kate's wounds.
Grab the lifesaver, we'll pull you in.
The sisters swim to the ring buoy. A bird's eye view reveals a great white near the surface, circling around the boat toward them. As it bites Lisa's leg and pulls her under, Kate falls back into the water. A cloud of blood hangs just below the surface, with Lisa nowhere in sight. Lisa rockets to the surface, but is immediately pulled back under. The jaws of the great white gnash, ripping flesh off her leg. She breaks free and surfaces with Kate. They hang on to the ring as Taylor reels them in. Taylor frantically pulls them to the side of the boat. The guys extend their arms over the side, and the women latch on. They start to lift the sisters out of the crimson-stained water. The shark jumps out of the water and chomps on Lisa's thigh, pulling her back down. Underwater, Lisa beats her fists on the predator, then digs her fingers into its eye socket until blood seeps from it. The shark releases her. Lisa shoots to the surface. Taylor and the guys lift the sisters into the boat. They lay them carefully down on the deck.
Cuidado, cuidado.
Taylor grabs a first aid kit as the short-haired guy puts pressure on one of Kate's wounds. Over Lisa's mangled thigh, the long-haired guy rips open a gauze package with his teeth.
Keep pressure on the wound.
Their bodies laid in opposite directions, Lisa and Kate's heads rest cheek to cheek as the men tend to their wounds. Against the washed-out sky, Lisa lifts her injured hand. Her vision blurs, and she sees blood wafting from the wound like wisps of smoke.
How strange.
Taylor leans over her. Lisa smiles.
Her voice sounds good.
Lisa's view of her hand and Taylor's face as he speaks to her distorts. Her expression sobers. Back underwater, Lisa stares at the blood wafting like smoke from her hand.
Oh, we made it. We made it.
Air bubbles rise from her mask.
Lisa, hear me.
Alone, with her legs still trapped, she wiggles her fingers in front of her face.
We made it, Kate. My BCD got me free.
It's me. Action, narcotist. You're hallucinating.
We made it, Kate. We made it. We made it.
Lisa, if you can hear me, the Coast Guard are coming out right now. They are going to bring you up. The Coast Guard is here. You are going to be fine. We're going to get you home.
Sweeping beams of light approach out of the darkness. With a flashlight and spear gun in his hands, a blonde-haired diver leads two others. Lisa drops her hand as a beam of light shines into her mask. She looks up to see the approaching divers. She waves her arms. The diver reaches her. He touches Lisa's shoulder. She nods, closing her eyes. Lisa looks down, and he shines the light on her trapped leg. A dark-haired diver on the other side of the bars lifts the cage. The blonde diver frees her leg, then takes her wrist. He puts a comforting hand against her head, his flashlight briefly shining on her anguished face. He helps her out of the cage. The three divers surround Lisa as they ascend, their glowing flashlights silhouetting them. Lisa glances around apprehensively. Seeing flashlights and spear guns in her rescuer's hands, the brunette smiles with relief.
Thank you.
with tears. Light washes over her face as she nears the surface, where a patch of daylight shines through. She swims toward the light above her. The rescue divers keep watch as they rise. In slow motion, a view from below shows Lisa's silhouette swimming upward determinedly, surrounded by her rescuers kicking their flippered feet. With light glimmering on the rippling blue water, Lisa's head breaks the surface. Cut to black. Credits roll, crew. Production manager, Annie Mahoney. First assistant director, second unit director, James Nunn. Second assistant director, Michael Middleton Downer. Casting director, Colin Jones. Casting associate, Toby Spiegel. Production accountant, John Miles. Assistant production accountant, Ed Tarogian. Production assistants, Lloyd Stonard, Charlotte Miles. Lighting director, Bernie Prentice. B camera operator, Amy Silk. A cam first assistant camera, Matt Wesson. A-CAM second assistant camera, Oli Couch. B-CAM first assistant camera, Danny Preston. DIT, Joe Lovelock. Video playback, Isabel Wells. Best Boy, Andrew Duncan. Sound recordist, David Boltle McMillan. Sound maintenance, Alex Bryce. Supervising set decorator, Fran Cooper. Art director, Tom Bryan. Steel fabrication supervisor, Roger Dengate. Storyboard artist, Han Ter Park. Makeup and hair designer, Lisa Pemberton. Makeup and hair artist, Sophie Harmon. Prosthetic designer, Christian Mallet. Prosthetic sculptor, Satinder Cumber. Prosthetic painter, Michael Byrne. Art and finisher, Karen O'Sullivan. Mold shop HOD, Chris Keary. Mold makers, Keith Wilson, Tamsin Keary. Prosthetic technician, Mark Jeffries. Silicone technician, Jack Coakley. Costume designer, Eleanor Baker. Dive doubles, Jenny Stock, Zoe Masters. Mask advisor, Adrian Edwards. Masks supplier, Dave Blackham. Dive supervisor, Fred Woodcock. Cast dive supervisor, Ian Creed. Tank supervisor, Jeff Smith. Safety divers, Reese Smith, Jason Chadwick. Safety diver, broccoli wrangler, Brian Nave. Dive assistants, Neil Kelly, Lee Smith. Dive training, Mark Adams, Eco Dive Center, Los Angeles. Script supervisor, Victoria Gegenbauer. Runners, Isobel Renton, Georgina Miles, Harrison Kidd. Unit publicist, Laura Pettit, Untitled Communications. Stills photographers, Jenny Stock, Phoebe Rudamino, Matt Humphrey. EPK, DMS. Stunt coordinator, Gary Arthur. Head stunt rigger, Ben Mahoney. Stunt riggers, Lenny Woodcock, Daryl Andrews, Danny Sansom. Winch operator, Christoph Hansbury. Head of security, Marlon Clavier St. John. Catering, J&J International Chefs, Steve Clark, Terry Paskins. Paramedics, UK SAS, Daniel Frost, Paul Pullen, Agnes Babies, Gary Marriott. Visa specialist, Victoria Stone. Accommodation, Lil and Kate. head of development for the Tea Shop and Film Company, Philip Whalen. Logos appear: the Fizz Facility, the Tea Shop and Film Company, Altitude, Dimension Films, Pinewood, Dominican Republic Studios, Lantica Pictures, Outpost VFX, Creativity Media, Cutting Edge Group, Entertainment Studios Motion Pictures. Copyright 47 Down LTD, 2017. This film has been described by Deluxe, with funding by Entertainment Studios Motion Pictures. Voice by Jedediah Barton.